the church. It's really living in a bubble.
Answers with Ken Ham, builder of a new creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, everywhere you go, you hear Christians mourning the decline of morality. Turn on Christian radio or TV and you'll hear preaching against abortion, gay marriage and other evils. Now, I agree the church needs to stand against these evils, but I suggest we're missing the real problem. In today's era, it started with a compromise with the Bible back in the late 18th century. It's when the church began to adopt secular ideas about geology, biology, astronomy, millions of years and so on. Now, these ideas contradicted the Bible's six-day creation and a global flood. And as a result, the world saw a church that no longer fully believed the Bible. So why should anyone listen to the church's message about morality and salvation from that same book? Well, that's why I said at the beginning that the church is living in a bubble. The message of morality and salvation that's preached are only true if the Bible's history is true. If the church hopes to reverse this decline, it needs to get out of its bubble and tell the world we can believe biblical history and its message of salvation.
As a part of growing in the Christian faith, believers need to build a biblical worldview. We can offer you, for your gift of any amount today, our book, War of the Worldviews, written by Ken Ham and many others here. Make your donation at answersoffer.org or go to the phone and call us toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS.